Good morning. I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. U.S. Customs and Border Protection built two new tent facilities in Texas, where they will hold and process migrants who've recently crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. The agency says its current holding facilities are full. As Mallory Falk reports, the new sites are in El Paso and the Rio Grande Valley.
The tent-like structures, which federal officials are calling soft-sided facilities, will hold up to 500 migrants each and cost nearly $37 million. There are spaces to eat, take a shower, and sleep on vinyl-covered pads. Roger Meyer is with CBP. On a media tour of the El Paso site, he said the plan is to use these facilities for families and unaccompanied minors.
We've been over capacity for weeks, months at our existing facilities, which weren't designed for families and children. They were designed for single males in and out within 2, 3, 4 hours.
Meyer says the goal is to process migrants within 3 days before handing them over to another agency or nonprofit or directly releasing them. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.
U.S. Border Patrol agents say more large groups of migrants are in custody after crossing into southern New Mexico. Agents say they encountered nearly 250 migrants around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday near the remote border crossing of Antelope Wells. The group was made up mostly of Central Americans. On Thursday morning, another group of 209 people were stopped in the same area. Like the others, this group also included Central American families and unaccompanied minors. Border Patrol agents have been overwhelmed by the ongoing surge of migrants who are illegally crossing into the U.S. to claim asylum. They say the families and children are being exploited by smuggling operations. Former Vice President and Senator Joe Biden is leading polls in the Democratic primary for president, but many are taking on his record, including commentator Algernon DeMassa.
My fellow Americans, as I look across the 40 or 50 people in this presidential primary, it is clear the only thing missing is me. So who's running for president? This guy. You know me, America. I'm Uncle Joe. I was a senator for decades and I spent 8 years in the White House. And I want you to cry uncle in 2020. No one understands the mess we're in better than me because I played a pivotal role in getting us here. You know me, America. If someone has demonstrated a long bipartisan career, that's me. I mean, not only did I work with the other party, I praised Kissinger, and I gave President George W. Bush, the war president, a medal. 'Cause I'm a decent guy. For decades, I reached across that aisle and worked with the other party to bring prosperity to those who profit from bankruptcy and permanent warfare, to establish the war on drugs, to reduce the economic safety net, and discipline the poor. Oh, not you. I mean those other poor people. When you wanted us to lock more people up in the 1990s, and I warned you about the predators sharing the street with you, I made sure mass incarceration was profitable. When we stood on the precipice of illegally invading Iraq and endless war in Afghanistan, I helped tip us over. America, I am banking on you being distracted by personalities and not all that interested in policy. I am banking on journalists and media producers mistaking pious displays for moral fiber. And with your help, I can pull it off. The comfort I offer you in these unhappy times is that I will say bad things about President Trump. And I will compassionately triangulate between progressive proposals and Trumpism. The Bernie-crats and crazies will tell you that billionaires are the problem, but I stand for a more inclusive America, one where an individual can bank billions of dollars that might otherwise build things and help people and still be called a patriot. If you want an avuncular, regular guy who passes the beer test, who knows how to listen and promise change that won't upset existing relations of power and finance, cry uncle. That's the crux of my case, America. I'm a guy who knows how to get things done in Washington, and I've done a whole lot of things. I'm on your side even if the results of my policies are not. Together, we will defeat the cynics and crazy leftists who tell you that you are frustrated with corporate power. So think of me. I promise I'll be the president who makes you cry uncle. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon DeMassa.
Algernon Damas's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local Viewpoint section at krwg.org. Damas's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.